Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, my beautiful listeners, and for those of you who are watching me live on Facebook, thank you so much for joining me. This is actually my very first Facebook Live video, and this is my very first show doing it on Facebook. I know it's a radio show that I'm doing it live. I know it's kind of crazy, but it's fun, and it's kind of a different challenge, and I love chatting. So today we're going to have fun. Thank you so much for joining me. I can see you coming in. Thank you so much. Keep coming. Please like, share, and comment so that everybody can share this amazing journey that we're going to have today for the next 45 minutes. I'm so much grateful and thankful for you, for your love, and for your support. Okay, today, so we're going to talk about gratitude, actually. Something that we're going to think about things that are making us very thankful, that we could be thankful for, all this type of stuff. So what is gratitude? Why do we need gratitude? Are we supposed to be thankful for the other people's sake so that they're doing something for us and we have to say, you know, it's a courtesy to say thank you? Or does it have anything to do with us? Does it help us in any way, in any situation? You can think of a lot of things of why gratitude is useful for us. But we're gonna see it one by one. We're gonna discuss it with my guest here today, and it's gonna be an amazing thing. Well, for some of you might be saying like, I don't think I have to be grateful for right now. Or you've been, I'm sure at some point I have been myself as well. At some point of your life, you have been through a lot that you can't even begin. Can't even begin to think of things that you are very thankful for, that you are, you know, you can't even begin to think about those things. And I know I've been through that, and I think you have been through that, or you are at that point of your life where you cannot even begin to think of something you can be grateful for. And there are a lot of reasons that can make you feel that way. Maybe your family, you know, your family might not be very supportive right now of, let's say, your career. They are not very happy of what you are doing. They want you to pursue some other thing. Maybe you're not happy with your career either. You want to pursue something different, and it's not this one, per se. Or maybe you don't like the company. Or you don't like... You don't like your friends right now because maybe they're not supportive either of whatever you are doing, whatever you're trying to pursue. Or it can be with your parents, whether your parents, your siblings. Your siblings, if you have a younger sibling, I can understand that they might be sometimes very annoying, right? But that's all part of life. But sometimes we are very caught up with this kind of situation that we forget to be grateful for the little things we have. And if you cannot think of one thing you can be grateful for right now, I can give you a list, actually. Let me start with the internet that you have right now, so that you're watching me live because you have an internet. And I know there are a lot of people that don't have this privilege. The phone or the computer that you are using to watch me right now. You're breathing, you're here. These things can be some things that you can be grateful for because you cannot take those things for granted. What if you wake up in the morning and you lose this thing? What if you wake up in the morning and you're sick? Or what if you don't even wake up the next day? There are a lot of things. If you really dig deep, there are a lot of things. I see you joining in. Please keep coming. I love the love you're giving. Thank you so much for joining in. So, if you don't believe me, we're going to hear it from my guest because he's been through a lot of difficult situations in his life. And we're going to learn so much from him that we're going to start really appreciating your life. And if not, if you are very grateful of your life, the life that you have right now, it's going to give you even a better perspective of you should be thankful. Yeah, cancer. I'm gonna have all that story of how it difficult for him to be grateful at that moment. He envies. He's thankful in that moment. So we're gonna share. We're gonna I personally story, and I hope you will. Please comment, like, and share, and I'll be here to answer your question because this is live, right? So I'll be here to answer your question. Any kind of questions, please, I'll be here to answer it. Thank you for joining in again. This very short music break, we're gonna go directly to the interview that I have with, I guess, Bruce Van Horn, and I'm gonna take you to my mini studio on my computer so that we can do this live again. Thank you so much for joining me. If you are listening to How Do You See It, you can even tweet at me at howdo_see_it or write me at wordpressshow@gmail.com. You're listening again to How Do You See It with me, Miriam Adam.
Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in. You are listening to How Do You See It? Today we are going to be talking about gratitude. So how do you see gratitude? What do you think about it? What does gratitude mean to you? I want you to write to me at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com or tweet at me at howdo_see_it, or we can chat live here. So, but today I'm not alone, and we're going to be discussing this with Bruce Van Horn. So, welcome to the show, Bruce.
Thank you, Miriam. I am so thankful. I am grateful that you invited me to do this with you. I'm really excited about this topic. It's something that's near and dear to my heart, so I'm looking forward to this.
Perfect. So, why don't you start by introducing yourself, what you do, and, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So I'm a writer. I'm an international best-selling author. I wrote a book called Worry No More, 4 Steps to Stop Worrying and Start Living. I've also written a book called You Can Go the Distance. That's been out a little over 2 years. So Worry No More has been out for not quite a year yet. But I'm a motivational speaker. I do my own podcast called Life is a Marathon that's listened to in over 198 countries, which is so much fun. So I love this medium for communicating ideas and interacting with people. I am a single dad, full-time dad of 2 boys, and so that keeps me really busy. I am a life coach, and I think that about covers it.
Okay, wow, perfect. So you're a single dad. How is that going for you?
Oh, it's great. My boys are amazing. They're both 19 and 13 years old.
Oh,
and I've had full custody of them for just about 2 years. It's all good.
Both teenagers. So
yes.
That must be okay.
Yes. And at very different stages of life. I have one just leaving high school and going off to college, and one who just started middle school. Is about to wrap up his first year of middle school. So very different stages of life and very different personalities as well. But they're amazing, and I am truly grateful to have them in my life.
That's just great. So let's talk about gratitude. So what is gratitude, and how do you see it?
Oh my goodness! Gratitude is the secret sauce, is how I describe it. You know, if you want more flavor in your life, if you want more vitality, you want more happiness, you want more stability. If you want more things in your life for which to be grateful, you need to start by being grateful for what you already have now. So gratitude is the foundation. Gratitude and love are the foundation, or should be the foundation, for absolutely everything you do, think, say. You know, it should be the core of your being.
Yeah, and sometimes we take things for granted that we don't even
Absolutely.
Appreciate, right? Yeah, just, you know, waking up and being here, you know, being alive is something.
Yeah, so, I mean, to put it into perspective, I was I went through a period of my life. I'm 52 years old, but when I was 42 years old, I hated absolutely everything about my life. I was miserable. I was grumpy, sarcastic, complaining. I didn't like me is what it really boiled down to, but I was pointing the finger at everybody else. I was fully engrossed in the blame game. And so I was very unhappy, dissatisfied. I'd suffered many, many setbacks, filed bankruptcy 2 times, experienced. I had a daughter in between my 2 boys, and she passed away tragically 16 years ago. And, you know, so I was very, very upset and unhappy with my life. Started to turn that around. We won't take the time to talk about that. But I really got my life going where I wanted it to go. I was writing, I was life coaching, and thought that I had really hit my stride in life when I was 50 years old. Wow. And shortly after I was 50 years old, in actually February 17th of 2014, so just over 2 years ago, I got a phone call that I was not expecting to get. I was expecting the phone call, but I was not expecting the results to be what they were. And it was my doctor who told me, and he was fighting back tears as he was telling me this, at 50 years old, I had been diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer, wow, which is extremely young, almost statistically impossible to get it when you're that young. And so we immediately scheduled surgery because there were really I did consult many other doctors, and my doctor referred me to the absolute best surgeon on the East Coast. And because they were friends, they were able to get me in, but I still had to wait 2 months. So on April 7th, I had my surgery, April 7th of 2014, and the surgery did not go as planned. It was supposed to be an hour and a half surgery. I was supposed to spend 1 night in the hospital and go home the next day. The surgery was 5 hours, and I was over a week in the hospital and ultimately was sent home, not because I was ready to go home, but because the insurance company said, he needs to go home. We're not paying for this anymore. During the operation, through no fault of my surgeon, he saved my life. I lost over 70% of my blood. They lost my blood pressure on the operating table. I don't believe in the whole I almost died mentality, but if we need to have vocabulary to talk about it, yeah, I almost died. In my world, you either die or you don't. You know, there's no almost. If I didn't die, it's because there was a reason and God was totally in control of all of that. Yeah. But at least the doctors and nurses thought I almost died. Nevertheless, I went through what's called a radical retropubic prostatectomy, which is from belly button to pubic bone, 30 staples to hold all that together. There was a significant more amount of cutting that the doctor needed to do. Needless to say, I was in extreme pain. There's something that happens, though, when you lose that much blood, because all of the really good pain drugs, guess what they do? They suppress your blood pressure. So guess what they couldn't give me? They couldn't give me any pain medication. And so I have a friend who is a physician, and he came to visit me on the second night. And he said, Bruce, I have no idea how you're doing this on no pain medication. And with the only breath that I could utter, I simply said, one breath at a time. And for several days, because I was in so much pain, I knew that I had to control my thoughts. I knew that I had to control the story, my inner dialogue. But literally all I was able to do was take in a breath and let it out. And I said to myself, okay, Bruce, you took a breath. You didn't die. Let's do one more just like that. And I didn't count them. I didn't string them together. I didn't look forward to the next breath. I treated each breath as a unique event. And I had an epiphany during that time that if I could breathe, if I could take in a breath and my lungs were working enough to oxygenate the blood and my heart was able to receive that oxygenated blood and circulate it to the rest of my body and my brain was functioning enough to make all of that happen, I literally have in that breath absolutely everything I need. You know, so I don't know if you do psychology and you understand Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Well, in my practical experience, that's hogwash. That's Maslow's hierarchy of wants. because all you really need is lungs that work, circulate oxygenated blood, and enough of a brain to make that continue to happen. If you have everything that you need, what is everything or anything outside of that? It's blessing. Yeah. It's gift. It's bonus, right? And what do we do with bonus?
We use them.
We celebrate it. We give thanks for it. So my mantra immediately changed. It was, okay, you took a breath. You didn't die. Thank you. Thank you. Because I was at a place where I wasn't thankful for anything. I was in so much pain. How could I be thankful for this? But I could breathe. I could smell. I could taste. I could feel. Did you know that there are people who are born with absolutely no sense of touch, no feeling, and they're constantly hurting themselves because they don't feel themselves reaching into a pot of boiling water to grab a spoon they dropped in, and so their skin blisters, but they don't feel it. And so this pain that I was feeling, it was a blessing because there are people, I'm glad I can feel, right? I like the touch of my skin. And I was reasonably certain that the pain I was in would go away with time. So this is, you know, there are people in this world and many who might be listening to your show who are struggling with this idea of, you know, I don't have anything to be thankful for. My life stinks. You know, my job, my, you know, my relationships, my health, I've got, you know, I get people to talk to me and say, Bruce, what in the world have I got to be thankful for? Well, there's a start. You're breathing.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. Wow. That's really moving and amazing. My next question was actually going to be about that, because sometimes in life you get encounter more than one, let's say, just negative things, right, in your life. It might be it, and for some reason it happens all at the same time. I don't know why, but for some reason, when your work sucks, then maybe your marriage sucks at the same time. You know, there are a lot of things at a time happening to you that it gets too much for you to just be grateful and focus on the beautiful things you had. You know, it's just, as I said earlier, we start to take the other things for granted because we have a lot of situations here that we need to handle, we need to take care of, and we begin to move away from giving thanks, being thankful, being even happy. You know, when you're thankful, you're happy. So that was actually going to be my next question, but you actually have answered it beautifully, because who else to talk about than you about being thankful, because you were in a lot of pain and in everything. But let's take you here. What if at the time there was other things that were not working too? Let's say something with your kids. It has to do something with your kids. What would have been your technique to continue to being grateful?
I'm grateful that I have kids. I'm grateful that I have a son with whom I can be angry right now because he really pissed me off, you know. But still, you know, I don't know as a parent, okay, there might be other people that aren't directly related to me that, you know what, we all have to admit that there are probably people in this world that we think the world would just be better off if they weren't on this planet. I have never once felt that about my boys. Have they made me extremely angry? Yes. But do I wish they were totally out of my life? No. There's a place for which to be grateful. You know? And do you have anybody in your life who loves you and is concerned for you and wants you to get through this difficult situation in life? There are times when I do things when my boys are really, really upset with me. Okay? I'm not the perfect dad. I'm not the perfect man. I was not the perfect husband. Yet, my boys always love me.
But nobody's perfect.
nobody is perfect. Yeah. And that's, you know, but thank God, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, if everybody was the same, if everybody liked vanilla ice cream and didn't like chocolate ice cream, how boring would this
life
world
would
be?
Life would be boring, yes, yeah.
You know,
I am
thankful, you know, and this is what it really boils down to, is that you are 100% not only in control of, but you are also 100% responsible for all of the thoughts that you think. 100% responsible. The other truth is that we get more of in life of what we focus on.
Amen.
So if I focus on the negative, I will get more of that in my life. And so trying to find something for which to be grateful. Do I want, you know, so in the midst of my pain, in the midst of my bankruptcies, in the midst of my daughter dying, in the midst of my divorce, did I want great things to happen in the future? Yes, absolutely. I believe that we should all have dreams, goals. We should have a vision for wonderful things happening to us in our lives. The absolute fastest way to get there is by expressing and feeling deep gratitude for who and what you are and what you have in your life right now. You will attract into your life the things you focus on.
Yeah, that's just beautiful. And that's actually my motto as well. And I like to be happy. And in order for you to be happy, you need to appreciate what you have. I think that's the easiest
it's
way.
It's a choice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's
you know,
a choice.
If you're playing the I'll be happy when game,
yeah,
you'll never be happy. Because sure. At some point, you know, if we say that, you know, I'll be happy when I have $100,000 cash in my bank account.
Yeah.
Okay. And so if you're unhappy up until that day and you open up the mail or you log into your bank account and you see, yes, today there is $100,000 of a balance in my checking account. The happiness part, that's a decision that you make in that moment. You can choose to be happy right now, independent of your circumstances.
Yeah, and it's common for a lot of people to think of gratitude as an obligation, right? Something we owe to the benefactors. But is it? Do you think that it is, or does gratitude work for our own self-interest and well-being? What's your thought on that?
I think first and foremost, gratitude is for you. It's just like forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is not for the other person. You know, the other person may not ever deserve to be forgiven, but you, dear, deserve to have peace in your life. And so holding on to that unforgiveness, holding on to bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Now, when you truly have a grateful heart and you're grateful for just being alive, you're grateful for living on this planet in this point in time, then when you receive a blessing, then you recognize it as such. And so your natural response is to express gratitude to the person or thing that blessed your life. If you are saying thank you, you know, if you give me just a really nasty, dirty rag full of yuck that you just washed your dishes with or whatever you wiped up, and you hand that to me, and I go, oh, Miriam, thank you, because I'm supposed to say thankful for something that I am not at all grateful for, that's not gratitude. That's just social customs. That's you obeying rules. So if you don't feel it, first of all, you shouldn't express it, because that's not authentic, right?
Yeah.
So to live authentically, to be your fullest version of you is always something to be happy and grateful for. So, yes, I do believe that it is right to express gratitude. You know, I truly am thankful for this opportunity to be on your show with you. If I was doing this show begrudgingly, first of all, that type of energy would certainly be showing up in our conversation and your audience would totally pick up on it.
Yeah.
And so when I say, you know, thank you for punching me in the face right now. No, that You know, so yes, I think that the gratitude should always be genuine, and when it's genuine, you can't but help but express it.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. And I like that saying you said, it's like drinking a poison and hoping for that person to die. It's a very beautiful thing. I like it.
Yeah.
So does gratitude have any connection to our physical health?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if you look in the mirror, let's suppose you want to lose some weight,
okay,
right? And every morning you look in the mirror and you stand naked or clothed or whatever you want your mental image to be, right? Yeah, we can have fun with this.
Yeah.
But if you stand in front of the mirror and you look at yourself with condemnation or disgust or disdain or disappointment, and so you're looking at yourself and you know what? And you're saying, body, you know, I hate you. I hate the way you look. I hate the way you feel. No wonder nobody wants you. You're not attractive or whatever. Then how are you about to turn that around to lose weight, to become more attractive? First of all, you should always be doing these things for yourself first and foremost. So, you know, I don't want to lose weight so that you'll like me. I already like myself, and I know that this is the only body that I have. So we are not bodies. You know, who Miriam is not her body. Who Bruce is not my body. We are souls. We are thoughts. We are consciousness. We are spirit. My body is the vehicle in which I travel and experience this reality on earth. And so I'm thankful that I have this vehicle. It might not be your shiny new Maserati. Mine might be a beat up 1969 Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
But I'm thankful that I have a body in which I can experience this world. And when I'm thankful for the vehicle that I have, knowing that it's the only vehicle that I have, I'm going to wash it. I'm going to change the oil. I'm going to put good gas in it. I'm going to keep nice tires on it. I'm going to take care of it as best I can. You know, if you give me something that I really, really want and it's irreplaceable and I'm grateful for it, I'm going to do everything that I can to take care of it so that I can experience it, so that I can have it for a really, really long time. So gratitude absolutely plays a real role in our physical health. Not just in the way that we take care of ourselves, it's also just an energy, right? If you're an ungrateful, that you are generating negative, toxic energy within your body,
which is not going to make you any productive throughout your day.
No, and it can lead to other illnesses. I mean, doctors will tell you that stress is the major health concern, at least here in the North America, in the United States. Stress causes more heart attacks, more strokes, more forms of cancer, ulcers, diabetes, you know, because when we're stressed out, we're not taking care of ourselves. And what we're often doing when we're stressed out and ungrateful, we are comforting ourselves by eating a box of Twinkies or donuts, because that sugar rush makes us feel good, but it's so unhealthy for us. So when you're grateful for just being alive, you're going to be putting good foods in your body. You're going to be generating healthy energy that will balance all of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's so beautiful. So give us some tips of how people can practice gratitude, you know, because not everybody is grateful every day.
And it is a practice,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You know, it's like yoga is a practice. Everything is a practice. And do you have kids, Miriam?
No, I'm not married yet.
Okay, so I've got two boys.
Okay.
And, you know, they're typical teenage boys. They're on their game systems. So they're on the Xbox or the PS4. And you cannot help but become really, really good at what you do frequently. Aristotle says that we become what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is a habit, not an act. So, but the idea of we become what we repeatedly do, if, you know, whatever you do very, very, very often, you can't help but be good at it. So I almost never play PS4 games. But occasionally my boys say, Dad, sit down and play this game with me, and they'll hand a controller to me. Now, holding the controller is just second nature to them because they've done it so much.
Yeah.
For me, they have to actually teach me how to hold it and teach me what buttons to push when. And I'm sure that if I put hours and hours and hours into it, I'd get good at it. I just don't want to. Gratitude is the very same thing. If you have a repetitive, negative, ungrateful thought pattern, the only way to break that habit is by replacing it with a good habit. And it's about coaching yourself. It's about catching yourself thinking negatively, expressing negative thoughts. I was on the phone earlier with a friend of mine. He owns a business, and there are things going on in the business for which he is not grateful. He admits that they are because he has not exercised proper oversight over his store managers. And he was saying, what a mess I've got. And I said, well, with that type of energy, the likelihood of you cleaning it up isn't going to work. So I said, let's try a different approach. How about, I am so excited about cleaning up my business so that, you know, it is what I want it to be. So rather than focusing on the mess, let's focus on the cleaning it up idea. Gratitude is the same thing. And, you know, so first of all, you can catch yourself being negative. You can catch yourself saying, you know, I hate this. So here's the idea. What if it was taken away from you? What if you woke up this morning, if you've got this sense of entitlement to a cup of coffee and a bowl of cereal every morning? What if you woke up in the morning and found out that a burglar had broken into your house and stole your coffee maker and your box of mini wheats? Well, you'd probably miss it, right?
Yeah.
I enjoy a cup of coffee and a bowl of mini wheats. So there's something that you can do. What if you woke up tomorrow with only those things for which you expressed gratitude today? There's something to think about. One of the things that I do absolutely every morning, and I had to remind myself, it became a practice. First of all, when my alarm goes off in the morning, I have trained myself to never hit the snooze button. The alarm goes off, I get up, regardless of how tired I am. Science proves over and over again that the extra 5 minutes of sleep that you get is actually more harmful to you than it actually robs you of energy. You think, oh, I just need 5 more minutes. You don't. You need to get up immediately. And the next thing that I do is I stand in what's called a victory pose.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stand with my feet, you know, about shoulder length apart, and I literally put my arms up in the air in the shape of a V. It doesn't matter what country on the planet you are born in, what language you speak, what color your skin is. This is a universal human. When you do something great or that you're excited about, your body will naturally do this. Yes.
Yeah.
And your arms go up. You look at every athlete crossing a finish line of something or jumping over a high, you know, or, you know, making a great basket. The arms go up. So every single morning I stand in a victory pose. I hold it for about 15 seconds and I say, thank you. Thank you for everything. Today is going to be an amazing day. Now, some days I don't feel that to be true, but I do it anyway because we can actually control our mood by doing certain physiological movements. The victory mode at pose, actually at scientific studies, there's a lady named Amy Cuddy. She's a Harvard scientist. She's written a book about this. And she tested kids, students who she did mouth swabs and tested their testosterone level, which is an excitement. You know, even ladies have testosterone, but within 30 seconds of holding a victory pose, your testosterone level skyrockets and it puts you in a good mood. So this is something that I do every day. And I say thank you. I do this. I say thank you for everything.
Yeah. because emotion comes from motion. So whatever,
exactly.
Yeah, whatever activity you're doing, your emotion
yeah.
is going to be created by that. So
yeah.
you can always tune that, like change it in whatever way
you want.
And it's
about a story that we tell ourselves. When you can say thank you for everything, even the difficulties, then you have reached a great place in life. Well, and certainly if any parent is out there who's struggling with their kids or has lost a child, you know, if you had said to me in the midst of my daughter dying, Bruce, you need to be thankful for this, you probably should have taken five steps back because
yeah.
I might have hit you.
Yeah.
That's not appropriate. 16 years later, though, I can honestly say I am thankful. Not that she's dead. I would love to have her, but I'm thankful for that experience because that experience contributes to who and what I am today. And I've chosen to take that experience, be grateful for it, and use it to make the life world a better place for other people who might be going through similar situations.
Yes, and it might show to some people that when we are not as much grateful as we are supposed to be, it can be a lesson like you might lose some of the important things that you have.
Sure.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my struggle through life is the story. Yeah. You know, people like me because I'm relatable. I've been through difficult stuff in my life. Mm. And if I didn't have those experiences, I don't know what I'd be. But, you know, but I've chosen to, you know, I'm not saying that we should ignore the events in our lives. You know, on April 1st in the year 2000, my daughter passed away. There's a gravestone with, you know, carved with that date. You can't change the event, but you are always in control of the story that you tell about that event. And I'm grateful for the time that I did have with her while she's alive.
And you're responsible for your life afterwards.
You yeah. telling yourself a story that empowers you mm-hmm. or a story that keeps you as a victim. Mm-hmm. And you're in control.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So you're an outer life business and leadership coach, speaker. And you have a podcast, as you told us. It's called Life is a Marathon, correct?
Yes.
And you have a book out, right? So
yes.
Tell us how people can get your book. Tell us how people can be on your show. Tell
the
us everything.
The easiest way to keep up with me is just go to brucevanhorn.com.
Okay.
Everything's there. So you can follow me on social media. I've got almost 500,000 Twitter followers.
Yes.
And yeah, so that's a lot of fun. I'm a very social guy, but brucevanhorn.com is where I write. There are links to my books. There's links to the Life is a Marathon podcast that you can listen to. That's at lifeisamarathon.com. But that's the easiest way is just Bruce Van Horn, or just hop on Google and type in Bruce Van Horn. I'm pretty findable.
Yes, that's correct. So thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Talking to
thank
me
you.
About gratitude. I am so thankful and grateful for having you on the show. I know you're busy. And
as am I.
Yes. Taking your time to be here means a lot to me. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you. And
thank you for what you are doing in the world. By doing shows like this, you are changing lives. I don't know if you realize that. You are a world changer. You know, somebody will listen to this show or one of your shows or future shows, and it will change their life. And it will change their relationships, which will change those people's lives, and the butterfly effect continues. So thank you
for what you do. Really hope so. Thank you so much. That's my goal, yeah. Thank you so much, and hope you have a wonderful rest of your time, and we'll be in touch.
Great. Have a great day.